Hi, good evening. We finished, I think, Hillel last time, and now we're holding by Shammai over here. Bechein Shammai. Gam kei nosan em musa kifi midasai. Shammai also gives us musa kifi midasai. By his bayar kashenim and azuk tamid mazal a year, like we said before, that the second one always teaches about year, mashal lo yaseh. In other words, Beis Hillel is saying that Mandel Yosef, Mandel Moisef Yosef, and he's saying Aseitarosakva. Now, if you ask yourself, what's the difference between the two? In other words, let's take a look at the Oyeshon Hashem is not the Geah, but the Negit Shmo Avad Shmo is also not the Geah, but the Law Mosef Yosef, that if somebody doesn't add Torah, he's going to die, the Law Yolef K'tola Chayev, and if he doesn't learn, he's Chayev K'tola. So, the Chura, that's quite as negative as you can get. In other words, what's the difference between saying Aseh Teros HaKva and the Law Mosef Yosef or the Law Yolef K'tola Chayev? Both of them seem to be emphasizing the punishment and what's bad. So I think the word over here is the Kudur of Shammai is when a person approaches things with the midah of Tosefes, because you're telling me like Moshev Yosef, so you're telling me that I have to do a lot of Torah. That's the positive aspect. Doing it, even if we're talking about the punishment, but the inyan I'm trying to say is the inyan of ribui. There's a second inyan where I tell you don't move that which is there already. For instance, let's say there's somebody who gives a lot of tzedakah, and he does it without a cheshbon, but he gives with pizur gadol. And some weeks he'll give $1,000, some weeks he'll give $1,500, some weeks he'll give $800. But that's what it ranges. So even though he's giving tzedakah and a lot of tzedakah, but there's not quite a sense of kvius of, I will not give less than $100 a week. And that's that. He might end up giving a lot more because he's a giving person and so on, but it's coming not with the rigorous kvius, but with a mahalach of Tosefes, the lemosif, even loyolef k'tolachayev, the word is, it's not a cheshm. It's not giving you a cheshm of how strong the seder has to be. Rather, he's saying a person has to be engaged in Torah as well. But to take it from a matzav of rotzen to a matzav of a chreach is a whole new world. The Indian Lamarshal Revolver writes a lot in his beginning, his very, very first piece in the Ali Shur, the first Chelek, when he's trying to explain about learning to young kids, and he starts out by saying that it has to be Hechreach, and then, only then a person can think about the geschmack of learning. The Velt of the Yochum says, very famous shtickle, that Torah was given with Kofel and Hakigigis, and with Nasav and Ishma. So he explains, so the Rebbe Yochum says that you can't give Torah, you can volunteer to learn it, but it can't be done as a volunteer thing. For instance, let's give a mashal. If I pay a person to work selling Gichais raffle tickets for me, I'm paying him $15 an hour, he should sell raffle tickets for me. So if the person is an erlicha person, so he doesn't cut any time, I'm paying him by the hour, and the hour he fully spends selling raffle tickets. Let's say the person volunteers at the local school, or whatever it is, the person volunteers to give out raffle tickets. So if the person is good, he's energetic, sells a lot of tickets, but there is no massive way. You can come to a tataino. He comes, let's say he decided on Monday to take off and go play football in the park instead. You can't come to him with a taina of hayitachin. you know, you're selling your assholes. How can you take it off? Yeah, I'm selling your assholes. I'm volunteering my time. Be happy. That's 5 days of the week. I'm selling assholes. The other day, I'm in the park. I mean, it's not your business. That is, whenever you do something voluntary, it leaves itself open to the concern of not having a mitzvah. Let's say a third marshal is, let's say somebody, there's somebody just collapsed and fell, and I need somebody to revive him or treat him. I ask around, there's a doctor here that will volunteer, there's a bunch of doctors, one of them steps forward to do it. He can't in the middle stop and say, well, I'm doing it with the Mishra Satin, I think I'm going to call it a day today, that's it. Because even though he volunteered for it, but the nature of the work is that it's not volunteer work. So Rabbi Yochum says it's the same thing is true by Nasev Nishma and Kavlan Kakigigas. Torah was accepted as voluntarily. Fine. But Torah itself is not voluntary work. Torah itself, once a person accepts it, once a person does it, it has a very strong mitzvah. And a person can't just kind of, okay, you know, to have the mood, tomorrow, not the mood, and so on. So there is taka nasev nishma, because Kassel went to it eagerly. But the Kavlan HaKegigas was to emphasize the quality. You're volunteering, but it's not volunteer work. Torah is hechreach, like a type of work. That is what Torah is. So that was the mahalach of Torah having both. The two midos, the mid of kvias, anything which is voluntary can't have a kvias, because voluntary means, by definition, there's no oimek in this. Voluntary in definition means it can or cannot be. I can volunteer to plant a tree in my backyard, meaning the tree can be planted, the tree cannot be planted. I cannot volunteer to breathe, because if I don't breathe, I am not. I can't volunteer not to eat. It's something that's kiyumis to me. And something which is a chreach means that it actually is part of the person's essence rather than a mikra. For instance, if I take a pencil and I ask, what about the color yellow? So I say, it could not be yellow, so if you get a pink pencil, it's also good. Because the color is not, even if all the pencils are yellow, but it's not a chreach. You could have pencils differently, so that the yellow color is not part of the atomistic definition of a pencil. If I tell you that this pencil is erasable, and all pencils have to be erasable, because that's part of the definition of pencil, so that's echreach, and that is the atzmius of the pencil. The pencil is a writing instrument that is erasable. So the mitzvah of Shammai, it came to give that kvias. Asei Torah Sakva is, yes, there is no keva to Talmud Torah, and b'meila a person needs to, a person can learn Yom V'Layla, but you have to put keva into place. It happens to be, I guess, a gevurcha de gemayma. One of the reasons why there's so much experience with learning is, somebody once asked a following shaila, how come that on a very busy day, plenty of people will not learn that in that day, but very few people will not daven during that day. That's why the person posed the question. And I think that there's something there. That which is an inyan of Tzula is given as a kva in the sense as three times clear boundaries. When it stops, when it finishes, and everybody's mechuyif, three tefillos, you can't do more than that, you can't do less than that. So you do it, and that's it. Torah, because it comes as ein sof, and it's endless, and you're always chayiv, so on and so forth, then it loses its sense of clear, defined chiyuv. part of something is it's tricky. It once something becomes endless without a goal, it tends to suffer a little bit also. And that's why the first thing Shammai said was, Torah has to be done kvadik. It's, even though it's a mitzvah that has so much, in other words, the chafetz and the mitzvah zeichet, so on and so forth, but the chizuk you have to make for it, or the right way, is that it be kva. Oma, he said, Emor ma'at vasei harbe, shim yema harbe kipa ula le'kayim yava. Here also, a person, as he says, has to be mekayim. Whatever a person, whatever the person, the words have to have as strong as a metzias as deeds. You know, it's not just, well, I just said it. If a person says it, then the person has to stand by it. So the problem is, is that a person should focus on the assay klapid emor, because an emor that doesn't have an assay is lacking. Then the third one is a hard one. V'chein rav v'mekabel v'ka'odam v'seim v'ponim yafois kim loiken yezeh kilo mevazes chaveri v'chol ze anaf min ayira v'chol levazes es ha'odam shenivra v'tzolam alakim. Let's talk about this, because this is a very, very important thing. When being mekabel, l'chura mekabel people, the same upon me offers, belongs to the category of chesed, of hillel, of shalom, of shalom. This is the primary hillel territory. Why is this all of a sudden Beishamai? And why is Beishamai saying that this is a negative? It's staying away from a negative that's engendering the chiyuv. Kabbal calls and say party office and so on. The Teretz is the there's a big chiddush here. Kabbal Adam with Parim Yafos is not in the world of chesed. If a person's right to be part of the chevra of human society is that he'd be niskabel with some degree of cheshik. That the person, when you greet people, you're making a statement about their existence. When you walk by a person and you don't stop to say good morning, the message you're sending is, I didn't even notice you. You're not worthwhile being Messiahis to. You're not Pefis Makim. I remember when I was a young boy and I came to me, I was a very, very young boy. I was a little on the quiet side also. So I didn't have much chevra, and I sat on a table with, so once for breakfast, for supper, I was sitting at a table with older chevra, with the oldest chevra. And they were discussing a shidduch that a bacha was involved in. They were discussing all the details, and they were not staring to with me sitting there. I felt very good. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I was ready to be in the ultra Olam, and they talk about it. So, somewhere in the middle of the conversation, whatever, I piped up, I said something, asked something, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, eight pairs of eyes turned around and said, whoa, when'd you get here? You're not supposed to have heard anything here, and, you know, and don't say over anything, because it was a delicate Indian. But I realized, it's not the pshat that I was admitted into the ring of the select. I wasn't even noticed that I was sitting on the chair. It was like blended into the bread and tomatoes there. The mitzias, when a person almost has a right for his mitzias to be acknowledged. And that's what like says, great. Well, on the Shalom Aleichem is not just a polite question, can I help you somewhere? It's an acknowledgement. I can't, just like it's chutzpah to walk by your parents or your rabbi or somebody, not to acknowledge your presence some way. It is the same thing true general with people, the acknowledging of a person's existence is being mekabel his metzias as it is, and, you know, as being royal for his yachsus to. So the mekabel, everybody's really is more about the negative than the positive. It's not about the chesed due to the person to feel good about himself. It is the it's the giving every person his justified chelik of existence, his justified fear. So that's why he says that everyone has a chi of you've got to give each one his kibir. Certainly somebody who's Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom does more than he's supposed to. Shema Yo'eman Adesav Echei Roydev Shalom. Shekolin Yimishu Roydev Shalom, Shem Lechaveir, Shem Mevatem, Ashas Lechaveir. Ule Yaman Al Midoisav, Tezer Bevali Midas Hilo, Shai Kapten, Midas Levata. Lachein Bo Shami Bo Ma, Mishu Midas Zeish, Shalom Adesav Gidat Teva. Vidov Zeh Shef Mimil Dalma. I'm sure Adam Noita Legamri Al Midas Zeish. In other words, Hill is saying, you sometimes have tunis and nefesh of people that are very likable because they're easygoing, plain, no sweat, no threats. It's fine. The person is comfortable with you, however you are. That type of mitzvah of an easygoing person is that's certainly hill of mida, not to be aggressively pursued in the kudus, you know, prati by prati. Ki emes hu shemida azoi shel lamra midai sovi mida taiva, v'dova ze shayach, v'mil ralma. Aber sie hat dann nicht gegangen, wie das ist, so hier, mein Mensch, ich glaube, Reut, wenn ich ein Kol der Scholam, ich sage, da war es ein Entweid. Die Mille Schmeier, ich hatte das nicht wahr. A person's, the music of doing things the kva or not the kva, the kpeda or not, so let's go slowly at the shirish of the two midas, which is really what he's talking about. The two midas are to do things the rotten or the kpeda. L'chur, we say to ourselves, a guy who's easygoing and most pleasant to get along with, that's great. But there's a problem with that. Because a person who is easygoing and so on, in Milidish Maya, it's not good. Now, it's not because Milidish Maya is a... it's important, so therefore it has to be marked, and so on and so forth, and other things are not so important. It's deeper than that. You are giving it its right hakadara. A person who's in a motel room is going to be misfatter, it's very, very nicely, and this and that. You say to yourself, that's not... something that's labeled as choylev has a metzias of choylev. That's the metzias. You're making a kva out of a choylev. Mila de Shmaya, this is a fur metzias. Mila de Shmaya really exists. Should be treated that. And the right hisyachsus to define it as Mila de Shmaya is to give it its metzias. But just like when a person is building a building and the engineer raises a problem, the contractor stops. If the engineer says he has to figure another time if it'll hold up the walls, if it'll stand, if it'll be hot, it'll be cold, whatever it is, even I'm just talking about life threatening, but I'm talking about if engineering says there might be a problem, you stop because a chochma tvuna negative the engineer. If the architect, or the interior decorator, I should say, says that, you should do this, or should that way, I listen politely, I tell the person to come back some other time, and we deal with it. Because it's not an essential thing. The midah of Hillel is a great midah on Inyanei d'Alma. Because this world is a world that's chaylef, and there isn't much that's really bikfeda, then that's also not bikfeda, and that's fine. But when you're dealing with something which is a world of emes, so kfeid is the rightest yachas to it. What do you mean, mebcha eitzigem? With the Eibishter, there's no eitzigem. With the Torah, there's no eitzigem. So the Hilo, Shammai had a tie to Hilo. I'm glad the first midah is chesed, Avraham's midah. But without Yitzchak putting some sort of frame around it, it dissipates, it becomes nothing. And it's not right, and he says, he points out here, it's not right, kafi mila d'shmaya. An attitude of sometimes yes, sometimes not, is wrong. It's not being magdi mila d'shmaya.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
We once spoke about the mila of being mispasha when it comes to din.
Right.
Which seems a little bit difficult in light of what we're saying now.
Not at all. I'll explain to you why. The pshara in din is when you have a din versus a din. In other words, the clash is not between midas ha-din and midas ha-achm. It's between two midas ha-din. I mean, two eight of tzadik, this is like this. I have a tzadik, this you have a tzadik, this. And therefore, with the emes, one will probably lie, the emes will probably lie somewhere in the middle. Okay, we're talking about, let's say, I'll give you a muscle. Let's say a person borrows stuff from people, doesn't keep a good cheshbon of it, and he gives back a lot more most of the time. Forget about the river station, let's say, leave that alone. It's not a midah payment, because the inyanim where payda is the right expression of it. In its sucker, you can be large. Sometimes you give more, sometimes you give less, but your mahalach is not the kvulis. But in mamonis, it should be, and in mila d'shmaya, an easygoing person who's mazal to mamalach is not a good midah. He says, so that's what Bevar Hashem, he'll...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't fully understand that. I mean, Shammai says, yikra v'din sahar, that means... Din, we're discussing a din teira, which is mila d'shmaya, and Shammai says yikav adin sahar, because by mila d'shmaya there's no musig of the vatronus of Hillel, doesn't pass the vatronus of Hillel.
So it's
mominous. It's still a din teira, and when it comes to mila d'shmaya, din teira is part of mila d'shmaya, and therefore din should.
But hello.
Yeah.
In a din teira, that you can cut the emes perfectly is almost not shaykh. So midas ha-emes says the emes will probably lie somewhere in the middle of the two tayin. I mean, when two people are being tayin, you can never do more of it than, and you have some riots, whatever. You're always hoping that you got it right, and you know that it's almost like you got it perfectly right. When you're talking about your data kinyan, chashimishpita kinyan, over there, kpeida is important, that a person comes to davening every day, that he comes to a certain seder, that he does it with a derech of a muchrach, also, rather than a derech of a volunteer.
The lechel is very shver, because if it's almost not shaykh to come to the emes by being mispasher, unless you're mispasher, so when Shammai says, yikav adin sahar, in essence, he's lost his whole mila. His whole mila is that you have to do exactly what's supposed to be, and we're saying that the whole reason why he all says you're mispasher is because otherwise you'll never come to the emes. So what's pshat and shammai then?
Well, the pshara between what and what? When you have a din versus a din, so there the pshara is an approximation to get to the emes. When a dai is in front of the two baladinim with very strong tainis, to get them to agree to a pshar in the middle will probably give you the most emes. Because over there, the bir and the libna dava by tzadim, it's very rare in Chayshim Mishpat that you can actually get a complete bir and libna. But we talk about mila d'shmaya, in other words, my davening should be on time and in place and sitting one place, kviyas in it, the kiyam of yardaya. The other chalakim shofar have a different connection to themselves, and that's why it needs all these inyanim.
So in essence, when we say mili d'shmaya, we mean yardaya as opposed to chesh mishpat.
Exactly. Chesh mishpat is not... I once heard from Adam, from two Adam Gadolim actually. I was listening, I had a complicated shirach shayla that I just didn't know how to deal with it. I mean, a brach had asked me, and it was very... first two Anushim in Durham in America, and they both told me the same thing. They told me, you know, Shidduchim is the hardest issue to answer because there's no chumris. If I don't tell the Chisorah, I'm passively affecting one side negatively for no reason. If I do tell, I'm affecting the other side. Between two Balei Dvarim, it's a very tough, like when it's Negev, Milah Shmaya, you can say to me, Machma X amount, you give it a certain wide berth of, Olah. But here, it's not because you can't give to one person without taking the other person. So the Dinamomnes, the Etzim is not, Dinamomnes, the Etzim is not given from the Biram Livun, and the Pshara is a result of a tug of war between two Dinim, rather than just a Pazranis or a Chesed in type of Mahamach. There's a, the Maral says, by Avraham Avinu, when he says about Ma'eda, the Maral says that, Ma'eda Chalas talks about that, one of the things he says is, the Mida of Avraham specifically had the problem of Ma'eda built in. Lamashal. If I work by somebody as an accountant, I get paid £1,000 every week. I know that those £1,000 will be around always. That's the mahalach of that. Let's say I have a very generous supporter, and he's giving me a few £1,000 every week, for many weeks. I'm still not sure that tomorrow it will be there. Because midas hadin, you can quantify. The guy has a factory needs an accountant. I think I'm a good accountant. And therefore, my job will stay, and I'll stay. In a chesed opinion, the pshat is the person is doing something with the shows is the etzim. Even if he gave me 100 weeks, a lot of money every week, but it's still his prerogative. It's still being given. It's still his rotten. If he doesn't want to, it's not going to stay. But my age, I meant in Avraham Avinu's Mahalach Vaveda, there could never be a permanent masses. Because it's always, it's a Maisa Chesed. Maisa Chesed be'etz not permanent. So he says, so Midas Hill was Taka a Vashem. Olakach Shami says, Ki'em Yisru Shemidah Samar Lai Samidah Taiva. Nedavah Shemidah Samar Lai Samidah Taiva. Shem Nedavah Gani Midah Zay Shayim Ani Moshav Klau. Lai Tzani Gak Koyal Adav Shalom Amin Dari Shem. Nedavah Zayin Ani Taiva. Ki Bimila Rishmaya Ro'uy. So a person does it with learning also. He says, whatever I come to Israel, I take a sefer. Always there's even that they take a sefer when they come into Israel early. That is not right. That's not Torah. Shekashem show Adam in Milda Alma. Shemivata Lam Roysof. Just like in Milda Alma, it is right for a person to be a roy. That a person should walk around with the feeling, what's the difference? It's not a big deal, because that is Messias. By the same token, it's Royal Adam Eshot and Balshini, Bachemesh Mishtan, and they never know about Echot. The Kach Royal Adam Sayyam and Midaisov. The Dove is a Royal Adam Milda Alma Dafka. Milda Alma Adam Ubalchema, the Kachina Kiman Hobby. But Milda Shmaya, Kama Mitzvah, Atera Sichlis. Is that a person should lose out? flavor, like whatever, but it's also fundamental. Amira is molded a lot of asiya because it's a metziyah. That's what it is. But just like the muscle, Amira lahegdish k'mesir, Amira l'gavoy k'mesir lahegdi dummy. An Amira to gavoy is like a mesir to hegdi. Ribnei kimida shamay shei kamten. V'hol kamten umak b'demani d'esos l'esos l'esos shamayis. V'tad mil v'dishmaik ma'tayra b'vare t'ev shei ma'imes d'esos. V'yia keva la'tayra l'eshane klal. Shem enu ma'am d'esos v'enay se t'asa k'va v'chol ma'isa v'enem k'fuyim. So here you have Shammai's addition to Hillel's Svar. He's saying that as royal as it is Hanhaga of Vitor, it is royal only in Miladi Alma. Because that's the Etzem, something which is not a real Metzias. In Miladi Shmaya, there's in Miladi Shmaya, the Kepeda is the atmos of the description of Miladi Shmaya. It that itself goes into the Etzem Mohus or something as being heavily rather than earthly. So Shammai is saying that the whatever Indian you make, Miladi Shmaya, that Indian needs to be the Kavua, because the Etzem, that's what Miladi Shmaya is. Any questions? Okay. Good.
Okay. Sure.